You're listening to the audio production of Life is Hard, God is Good, Let's Dance, Experiencing Real Joy in a World Gone Mad by Brant Hansen, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. A note before we begin, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains discussion questions and further reading recommendations and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. This book is dedicated to my mom, Linda. We went through a lot, didn't we? In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus. Chapter 0. One Weird Kid. There's a meme that's a photo of a golden retriever in a helicopter pilot's seat with a headset on, his paws on the controls, and the caption is, "I have no idea what I'm doing." That one has always spoken to me. My name is Brant, and I am that dog. I'm a guy who's never had a big plan. I thought about titling this book The Accidental Tourist, but it sounded familiar, so I looked it up, and that's the title of a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. I'm glad I looked it up. I do feel like I've been led on a tour over the years, and it's been a beautiful and profound one, even if I don't remember actually signing up for it. It's taken me through many countries now, from Afghanistan to Zambia, and it's allowed me to meet thousands of remarkable people, even if most of my meetings were not particularly smooth. See Chapter 7, about the time my face hit a parked truck. It's all been very unlikely, as is the fact that I'm writing a book to help you experience life to the fullest. Looking back, I'm not the person you would have picked to ever do that. You know how some people are just naturally the life of the party? That wasn't me, but as you'll see, I'm totally getting there. Much of my life has been awkward. I'm not adept socially. I'm on the autism spectrum. I'm from a broken family in rural Illinois. Working in radio and being a writer have been good fits for me because I have things to say, but don't enjoy being seen. This is because I've gone through life with a neurological condition called nystagmus, which causes some major social confusion. It causes my eyes and head to shake, like I'm always saying no to everybody. And as it turns out, humans aren't magnetically drawn to someone they meet who is immediately indicating disapproval. Footnote, I've learned in Romania, they shake their heads back and forth to say yes. I now hope to move there and become a powerful motivational speaker. When I was a kid...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?